Okay, and on to the first session of the day that I attended at Cyber, which was Digital Diaries with Jill Hunley. There are a few sessions throughout the day that I really wanted to attend, but it wasn't possible because they clashed with others. And one of the other first sessions of the day was Competitions and the Law with Spark and Fuse and Di Coke. And Di, Super Lucky Di, as she's known, is also on my site. There's a podcast interview with her that you can listen to. So I did, that was the reason why I didn't attend her session. But you can find out some more information about her on this website. So yeah, Digital Diaries with Jill Hunley. It wasn't about what I thought it was going to be about, which was about sort of diarised blogging. It was actually a talk by Jill, who's from AVG, the antivirus and internet security company, and they'd done some research about children and the internet and sort of trying to work out how aware children are of the internet, and trying to tackle some of the safety issues around growing up in an internet age and who children are connecting with and parental control and that sort of thing, which was really interesting, even though I don't personally have children. It's an interesting topic, and because it's fairly new, there was a sort of debate at the end of the session, and parents were really approaching it from different sides. There's no sort of best practice as yet because it's early days. So the study that AVG did was they spoke to 4,000 parents across 11 countries and picked up things like, in fact, more children can open a web browser than can swim, which I thought was quite interesting. And they warned of, not the dangers, that's a strong word, but the implications of people posting up images of their pre-birth scans, for example, and then early day photos of their children up on websites like Facebook, which is in fact starting the digital footprint of that child. And as we know, we put these things online and they're there permanently, they don't go away. So it might be later in life that children actually don't want their photos up on websites, and the parent have already made that decision for them. So that's an interesting issue there. They also talked about the attempt to instill good behaviour in children when they're online at a very early age, and introduce them to technology, get them to play with computers and internet tools when they're young and supervised, so that it's not such a novelty when they're older and they're more likely to have this good behaviour and good internet etiquette instilled in them, so it's less of a problem later down the line when they hit sort of 11, 12, 13 and they're wanting to create Facebook accounts, for example, and how parents sort of tackle who they're talking to online. Do you know who your children are connecting with online? Because it's probably quite important that you have an idea. And yeah, there was a debate at the end of the session in which parents talked about the internet being a really great learning tool for children, and they're accessing things like YouTube, but obviously supervised, and other internet tools is teaching them about what's going on in the world, but also how to use the internet as well, which are skills that they're going to have to learn in later life. And others were very cautious about giving their children access. So it was we were hearing arguments from both sides really, but the general consensus was not to panic. The internet is potentially dangerous, but then so is crossing the road to the local school. So this is just something new that people have to try and establish their own good practice and make decisions for themselves as a family and for their children about if and how they create their child's digital footprint and how that's managed as they get older.